Where is it?
All right, gentlemen, we are live.
Okay, one moment. All right, we're going to begin. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the June 17th Taney County Board of Adjustment meeting. We'll begin tonight with our call of order. Can we go ahead and establish our quorum?
Yes. All right, Corey Robach. Rick Persinger.
Here.
Rick Cottell.
Here.
David Hurt.
Here.
Trent Edwards.
Here.
We have quorum.
All right, thank you so much. Hey, Cody, can you go ahead and give us the explanation of the public hearing procedures, presentation exhibits, and governing statutes, please?
Yes. Welcome, everybody, to the June 17th Board of Adjustment meeting and public hearing. Hearing processes are guided by Missouri Revised Statutes, Taney County Zoning Regulations, and the Board of Adjustment Bylaws. Public hearings are held for each variant or appeal request filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I'd like to enter the following into evidence. Exhibit A, Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps. Exhibit B, a staff report for each case. Exhibit C, the staff file including all relative information for each case. Exhibit D, the Board of Adjustment bylaws. Exhibit E, meeting audio files for each case being heard tonight. All right, so a little bit of procedure. For each application, the staff report will be presented, followed by any questions the board may have. If you'd like to comment on any of the applications, please fill out a sign-up sheet at the front of the room. Before addressing the board, turn in your completed sheet, state your name. Everyone who speaks must be sworn in as you're giving sworn testimony. All comments and questions must be directed only to the board. All right, so now I'm going to give you your bylaws. DOA bylaws, number one, to hear and decide appeals when it is claimed there's been an error in law regarding an order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official while enforcing county zoning regulations. Number two, to hear and decide all matters referred to it for those that it's required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission. And number three, to authorize a variance from strict zoning regulations in cases where specific properties face unique challenges, such as unusual narrowness, shallowness, shape, topography, or other exceptional conditions. This is only allowed if the strict application of the regulation would not cause significant and demonstrable hardship to the property owner, depriving them of reasonable use of their property, as opposed to granting a mere privilege. Any relief granted must not harm public good or undermine the intent, purpose, integrity of the zoning plans and zoning regulations. All right, Trent.
All right, thank you so much. All right, so moving forward with our review and action, board, have you had an opportunity to review the May 20th, 2026 meeting minutes?
Yes, sir, I did. In a public hearing 2026-004V, it has myself as moving to approve the application and then seconding the application. I don't know if I presented it or
I think
seconded it.
It seemed like you presented it, and I think David's
what
seconded
was that
it.
Again?
I think
what application?
On the 004V.
Oh, okay.
I think we need to put Mr. David Hurd in there
as a second. Yep.
I think that's right, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if you could, just double-check it, Presley, and then we'll update it.
Okay. Other than that, I may move to approve from
there. Okay.
And I would second that.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Rick Persinger abstained.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, and so now what we're going to do is go ahead and square in those that plan to speak tonight. So if you plan to speak tonight, if you please rise, raise your right hand. Okay, do you swear to tell the truth to the best of your ability tonight?
Yes, yes, I do.
All right, thank you. You're seated. Okay, tonight's public hearing is 2026-006V TriSons Holdings, LLC. Cody, can you get us started on that?
All right, the request, TriSons Holding LLC is seeking a variance from provision section 010.020 R1 density and dimensional standards of the Taney County Zoning Regulations. The applicant is seeking a 25-foot property line setback, 10 feet less than required 35, allowing for the construction of a single-family home, 25 feet from the front property line, as per the Taney County Zoning Regulations. density and dimensional standards for state and lettered highways. Background, as per the assessor, it's a 100 by 235 lot. It's lot number 13. No structures currently on the property. On October 15, 2025, the Board of Adjustment denied a variance request for a 25-foot front property setback by Trisons LLC, permit number 2025-015V. The determination was there was no, it was determined on merit, and it was not found to show hardship. So that kind of gets you started. Would you like me to give you the staff report presentation here?
Yeah, if you don't mind, go ahead and pull it up. I think we're actually somewhat familiar with it. Is anybody on the board, do you recommend that, or can we go ahead and move forward?
We can move forward.
Okay, I think we're familiar with it, so we'll go ahead and move forward. Applicant, if you'd like to go ahead and start with your name, please.
My name is Ben Creed, and I'm representing Trisons Holdings.
Okay. All right. Now, because of the circumstance, this is a unique deal where this has been denied before. According to the final decision on the merits, we're not in a position to review this tonight unless there is a substantial change. So would you declare there's a substantial change to your plans?
The current plans, no, but I can change it to request 30-foot instead of a 25-foot setback, and that would be just being off of the existing 35-foot variance.
Okay. I think that would merit a substantial change, so we would be willing to hear that tonight. So if you'd like to proceed, then we'll go ahead and proceed.
Okay. Well, we would like to go ahead and present possibly getting the house variance setback for 30 foot on this property, 1358 State Highway Y, so that way we could fit the house on the lot a little bit better and not be off over the hill, and just kind of help with the cost of building the house and being a little bit safer.
Okay. Can you go over to the screen and show us, Cody, can you pull it up and show us the topography of this?
Yeah.
Contours? It seemed like we ran into an issue here before. We were trying to look for the undue hardship, but there was a lot of room still left that there could be a compromise. And I think that I'd like to see what the difference is with that 5 foot change versus.
Can you try to measure that from?
Yes, please.
30 foot.
I want to say that we also had an issue too. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but it seemed like we had an issue with unmarked lot pins, or is there lot pins now?
The lot pins are there now, correct.
Okay.
The back left and right one aren't, because they are so far down.
Yeah,
the
yeah. Those would not be necessary. But I do know that we ran into the issue of giving some legitimate thought to this, because there was not maybe. Is that?
It seems like there was a question about the lot pin up there. I can't see where the. Where this existing concrete is over there, I thought.
I don't think there was any front ones at the time.
Yeah.
I think they were just kind of guessing.
This one was here.
That one was.
That pin was there. This one was not. We did have them.
Located?
Located.
Which would be very necessary.
Yes.
So.
Are they encroaching on your lot?
I actually have a picture of that if you guys would like to see it.
No, it's not necessary.
No, not necessary. Okay. It is not on our lot. I mean, the concrete foundation of that, the building that has actually been taken down, that little storage shed, was taken down, I think, last week.
Yeah. If you look over there, Rick, I think you can see a fence on the pull-in on the far right on the yellow lines.
Yeah.
And that's where the property line, I believe, the corner is.
Correct.
Yeah. So if everything's scooted over like 6 feet or whatever, then it'd be.
Yeah,
right
that
on.
Property pin is right on the corner of that
fence.
Shed. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it might be like a couple inches, but nothing to really worry about.
And the driveway, are we talking about a single driveway like you have noted on the picture?
Correct, yes.
So that shows a 25-foot?
I'm sorry.
Cody?
Let me go back.
It's showing 26, but what we're looking for is 30.
Here.
Okay, but we're looking at a 30, right? The change was to a 30-foot setback, 30-foot variance. So how much?
That's 5 feet less than the required by that 35.
Correct. So is that drawing that you just did at 26, or is that?
That's at 30.
It's at 30 and a half.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to see. I can't see it. Okay.
So it looks like it actually lines up with the existing house.
And it's with the contours where it actually could
with the existing
still
house.
Be doable.
Yeah, it would push it back to the edge, but I think that would be doable if you guys would look at.
What's the depth of the house?
30 feet.
Or the depth of the structure?
30 feet is what it's showing on my drawing.
It's 30 feet. Okay. And I have one of the sales drawings if you'd like to see it.
That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at right there.
The other thing, too, we talked about was the safety of the driveway. And it looks to me if that's the plan, that's a little bit different plan than what we originally looked at, which makes sense because each car would have the ability to back up and turn around and pull out forward versus somebody trying to back out into the highway. And that was a big concern we had with the safety.
Right, correct.
So that's a substantial change, too.
Yeah. And that 1348, the one on the right, is actually already approved for the 25-foot setback. We always do it at 26 just to be that extra foot just so we don't encroach on anything.
Yeah.
But you're not asking for that tonight.
No, that's clear. Yeah. Yes, correct. That one's already been approved. Sorry, my bad.
We're asking for 30 feet on lot 1358.
Yes, 1358 State Highway Y.
Okay. Do you guys have any questions for him?
No, I don't.
I have a question.
Please.
Yes, sir.
I want to talk about the driveway entrance. And maybe the applicant can explain this to me. So if you look, 1348 is closest to the scenic overlook, correct?
Mm-hmm.
The whole point of MoDOT saying you have to buy the other lot for an entrance was to move what I assumed was driveway distance between commercial entrance, which would be the lookout and a home driveway. But yet the submitted drawing shows it on lot 1348. I'm so sure that's not correct when you go to MoDOT and go through those hoops.
I remember that conversation.
And I just wanted to point it out. He can speak to it. I think he knows more about it than I do.
Thank you.
I can speak to it. So originally when they asked us or told us pretty much the only way they were going to approve us getting an entrance at all was we had to buy the other lot. That way they only had one entrance, so that way they didn't have to approve this one, and they were going to try to push it more to the center, but this was the best visibility. It was never to do with like a commercial entrance or anything like that, but our understanding when we first got approved, or when they were trying to approve us and telling us why or what we could do to get approved, we thought it was going to be like split in the property line. But when we finally got the lot and then we showed them that we purchased the lot, they ended up pushing it and putting it right on the property line. I don't have anything from Dusty Sears saying where he put it other than him marking it out with orange spray paint on site.
So what you've got diagrammed here, is this the way it is marked on the site?
Correct. Yes, it is the way it is marked.
So the driveway is totally on lot number 1348.
Yeah, it's on address 1348, yep.
And it's split for each lot, though.
It is an access for each lot, both lots.
And that has been approved from MoDOT?
Yes, and okay. I think you guys might have gotten a permit application for it, and it's their way of approving it, but I do have the email from Dusty Sears approving that entrance there.
Okay. So I think we could put that on a decision record.
Regardless, if you want to give them a variance, I'm not letting him build unless I got proof from MoDOT that they're okay with that driveway.
100%. So as long as we have that on record, if there was, per se, an approval, then we'd have to have that on record. So let that be noted.
Okay. But we don't need to note that here tonight. All we need to do is worry about the 30-foot setback, right?
Right.
For you to issue a building permit, you would have to know where that was.
Yes.
Yep. So that's not,
I didn't know if that turned into your guys' decision-making.
No.
And I can get with Dusty and see if he'll go back out and mark it out where he approved it and where we have it on the lot.
We need some documentation.
Correct, yeah. And we just didn't get pictures before the orange paint washed away. I didn't really think that it was going to be quite an issue, and Dusty wasn't available to go back out and mark it for us.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Any other questions? Rick, you got any? Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, sir.
All right. Is there anybody else who'd like to speak on behalf of this variance?
My name is Jeff Wood. I reside at 1071 State Highway Y. Just